And basically what they have done at A&M is they have done research on all of the commonly used irrigation components, valves, heads, from all the different companies, or the common companies that have those systems. And they have figured out about what they call the precipitation rate is off of a system. So if you have a drip system, if you have a zone that has a bunch of multi-stream heads on it, or if you have a rotor zone or a flat spray zone, they've figured out pretty much what that rate should be for that system. Then when you go into that, and you can just, again, you can Google Water My Yard. It's actually, I think, watermyyard.org to go to the website. Again, you type in San Angelo, and what it does is it uses our ET weather station data that we have to give you information.
For the whole public.
Yes,
so everybody
yes. This is all free. This is all free to the public.
Way to go, Roger. Good job, sir.
There's been a lot of people involved in this. But no, it's actually very useful. After you put in San Angelo, it's going to ask you a series of questions. Number one, it'll ask you, do you know your precipitation rate for that system? And if you don't know your precipitation rate, then it actually has pictures of different heads, whether it's a multi-stream, drip, rotor head, whatever it might be. You click on that, and then it will provide you information in terms of how long you should run your system to replace what was determined from the ET weather station. So it's actually, again, another useful tool for people to use as they're, you know, trying to audit or trying to do a better job conserving water as they're irrigating their landscapes.
Well, and I think one thing, when you say conserving water, I think that's real important. Wouldn't people want to conserve water? We all want to have pretty yards. I mean, you know,
right.
Make our houses look nice, you know, save our plants. But our water bills are getting higher and higher, and they need to get. I mean,
yeah.
We're trying to take care of business. Water is very important. We do live in a desert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So being smarter, you know, we're saying, don't, you know, let's work smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
Like, this is the same thing you're trying to help us with this water, is use our water smarter, not wastefully, and pay more.
Right.
So this is a good program. I didn't realize this is available to everybody. Then.
Yeah, and it's kind of neat too, Scott, because you can actually set it up on an email to where they'll actually send you a weekly email on the Water My Yard program based, again, on the data from the ET weather station and what kind of system you told them you have in your landscape. And it will provide you with a weekly email saying you need to run your system X number of minutes or this many hours to get the amount of water that was lost for that past week. And it also keeps in mind, it also monitors rainfall. So obviously if rainfall occurs here in this area, especially off of Glenna Street at the weather station, it will deduct that amount off of that ET.
Now I'm going to put you
weather station.
I'm going to put you on the spot. What if what they say we need to water is more than what the city says we can water?
Well, again, you have to pay attention to both. I mean, you need to be well aware.
Okay.
And again, it goes back to, you know, how many people actually know how long to run their system to get an inch. And that goes back to what we talked about before, about doing an audit, really paying attention. Again, just monitoring your site to determine whether you even need to water, I think can be something that would save tons of water here in San Angelo. Just an evaluation before you turn it on and off.
But folks, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and then let's go back and we'll kind of remind you of how you monitor your yard. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate New. Okay, Roger. I actually had a guy that listened to our show. He said, did y'all really tell me to get a tuna can and put in my yard? I said, actually, I think we told you to get about 10 tuna cans and put in your yard. That's what you said.
That's right. Tuna.
Would you kind of go over that again?
Obviously, you have to eat the tuna fish out of a can. Yeah.
But so somebody listened to us.
Oh, well, that's good.
And it was, ironically, it was in the grocery store. And so I said, yep, you got to get some tuna. I said, I don't think it has to be a tuna can. Just some kind of little can, but probably about that size would probably be easy.
Yeah, they just all need to be the same as you put it in there. And again, just take a ruler or whatnot, set them out in your yard, especially if you have an irrigation system. And put one near the head and then one or more in between the heads, just to get a good idea of how uniform your system is, as well as, again, it'll help you determine how long you need to run that system to get an inch of water. I try to tell people, don't get caught up a lot in the inches and all that kind of thing. But again, monitor too, you know, how long do you need to run that system to actually get it to get a good deep watering? Because I'm always trying to tell people, water deeply and water infrequently. You know, don't water every day. Don't water every other day. The only time you should be watering that frequently is if you're trying to establish, you know, trying to establish something, whether it be landscape plants, whether it be grass. You know, at that point, yes, it needs to get a good root system in place. But other than that, most plants, if not all, around here in San Angelo, can withstand short-term drought as long as you've built a good root system there. And by doing, you know, by practicing watering deeply, watering infrequently, I think you're kind of training those plants to get to that point where they can survive those types of situations.
Which makes a lot of sense. And I'm just thinking what we just said earlier. If we have a great rain, use a little common sense. If you say, Ben, go look at it. We had 3 inches of rain. You said, yeah, we had that 3 inches of rain in an hour and a half.
Right.
I wouldn't count that as 3 inches of rain because you know a lot of that just went down right down your street in the front yard.
Correct.
You know, versus maybe out in the ranch, you probably could count more of it because it didn't have as much to run off, but there's still going to be runoff even there. But versus we had 3 inches of rain and it took 4 days for us to get that, the slow drizzle.
Right, exactly. And so, again, you know, the type of rain you get or again, how you irrigate, you know, one of the biggest things, again, to go back and do is take a shovel, take a soil probe, take a screwdriver, take something and go dig before you turn on your system. Because, like you said, even though we may get, let's say, an inch to 2 inches of rain, if it came very, very quickly and hard, you know, in 4 or 5 days, it may be dry just because you didn't have enough time for that water to penetrate into that soil. And again, you know, we were talking about ET. It's not unusual for us to be at 0.4 inches per day here in San Angelo. You multiply that times 0.6, about 60%, that's about a quarter inch per day or more that we're losing in the summertime. And so it doesn't take long for that water to get used up either by the plant through evaporation, through the evapotranspiration process before you start getting dry again. So again, it's just a matter of going back and monitoring those sites.
And like we just talked about earlier with Dennis, for this summer, for us to have a 107-degree day with a windy day is pretty common.
Yeah, nothing. Relative humidity is in the teens. We'll be losing a lot of water during that period of time. Here even today or this past week, you know, we went from a record low
in the
nighttime to a record high possibly just a couple of days later.
Well, you know, they say if you don't like the weather in Texas, just wait about 30 minutes. It'll change, and it does, too.
That's exactly right.
But in its way, but I'll be honest, there's some good and bad about living in San Angelo, but I'll take the dry weather in San Angelo versus that humidity in Houston any day of the week. You know, I still was in a meeting in Houston. I stood up with it right in front of the building, and I'll bet we weren't outside 10 minutes, and my shirt looked like I just jumped out of a swimming pool.
I lived in College Station the same way.
Oh, I mean, it's just so humid. So this is going to be a stupid question. I'm not even doing it on the radio, but what causes the difference in the humidity and the dry?
Well, again, a lot of it, I think a lot of it has to do with where you're located, obviously, in the state. You get closer to those coastal regions.
The ocean.
And you have that airflow that comes in and that moisture that comes in. Whereas, you know, you look at Arizona, you look at West Texas and those, you're not anywhere that close or near any type of ocean or big, huge bodies of water.
From the ocean.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I'm certainly not a weather person, but that's my best guess.